name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Meditation for tonight, as we consider our Lord's incarnation being made flesh for us and for our salvation, is the seventh lesson, particularly this verse. In the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flocks by night. The shepherds had finished talking and they gathered together. The oldest of them rose up and let loose his long and rolling call. It was a guttural and gurgling call. It caused the sheep to lift their heads and scout out the fading twilight. But then he was quiet, and he remained standing there with the other shepherds, his face against the light of the day. "Look," he said to the other shepherds, "have you ever seen such a sight?" Upon the heights, they saw an entourage moving along, sort of like tiny shadows contrasted against the night sky. This wasn't anything remarkable, however. As you know, the whole world had been on the move ever since Caesar had gotten in his head that the whole world should have a census and all should be registered. People who hadn't been home for years appeared again in order so that they would not lose their citizenship. So it wasn't remarkable that they were all in a hurry, given how quickly darkness was falling upon them. The strange thing that they saw was a young maiden riding a donkey, and the man walked ahead of her with a long stride, dragging this donkey along with him as he set his stick hard against the earth, once after another, after another, after another. And she was actually in the saddle of the donkey. And the shepherds had seen thousands of similar types of caravans throughout their years, but it was always him riding and she walking. She walking with her burden on her head and her children around her feet or on her back. One of the shepherds blurted out to his other shepherds, "She must be very sick." The entourage soon disappeared over the hills, and so rising slowly, the shepherds half-heartedly began driving their flock together for the night. And so, panting with earnestness and effort, these shepherds came up over the hill finally, and something different, however, then drove them into the night. Something that they had never experienced before or seen before. Just as their feet staggered over these jagged stone blocks, so their thoughts sort of tumbled out of their minds, and they stumbled as they spoke about it. It was all too much for them. The light clearer than the day, and yet it was not day, it was night. The glory pierced right through them, and it made them feel like the vilest sinners that they were, precisely because it was such an indescribable glory. And there stood an angel of the Lord, and he spoke to them this pure consolation of Holy Scripture. You've heard it many times throughout these days. This blessed promise foretold in eternal years and now fulfilled on this night. You know, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that shall be for all people. For unto you is born in this city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you and for all people. that you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. Here is the joy of all the earth. Here in the blink of an eye, the whole sky was filled with praise of the heavenly host glittering as they sang. Angels from the realms of glory. There was a radiance and there was a sound and a glory that yet again no words could describe. In total incomprehension was a comprehensible sign. The promise that God had spoken all the way back in the beginning in Genesis. It was a sign that the shepherds were now on their way to go see. And that they were promised that this sign would be a child. Newly born, swaddled in cloths and lying in a manger. And so alone in one of the hollows of the rock, a little flame flickered from an oil lamp, and there was something unusual about the light that they saw. Because they knew these caves quite well, and this one was no different. But it was not until they stepped into the cave and this stone vault did they finally get an explanation. For they had lit their own oil lamps and sat in the niche of this rock. And this flame was a pale drop of brilliance, yet bright enough for the shepherds, whose eyes were quite well attuned to this night watch. And then when their own eyes, they saw the scene. The pale face of a woman having just given birth, leaning against straw and looking at them with kind eyes and welcoming eyes. Seeing a man strengthening himself and trying to put together all these bundles that he had been searching through as he stood, and these animals in the corner looking at this light with these large eyes, these dumb looking eyes. And then the child, the sign that they had promised to see, now lay before their very own eyes. And there they stood on this earthen dirt floor in this awkwardness. This little one is wrapped tightly in swaddling cloths like all other children. Like a newborn baby, a boy lay to rest in this stone manger hewn deep in a rock. And under this stone, I mean, it sounded so strange that the God of the heavens and the earth would be made flesh under a rock. The woman kept looking at them with the same confident and kind eyes. And they began to stutter as they tried to speak to this woman and to this man. And they nodded slowly, hoping that she would understand them. And they felt encouraged by her kind eyes to speak more boldly and more boldly. And few strangers stranded around them. And they seemed to be familiar with these shepherds. And then they told them everything that they had heard that night and what the angel had said to them. And the angel's words of consolation brought them out of their somewhat shell of shyness and awkwardness, and they got their earnestness back. And they read great amazement in the face of the others. Amazement, not mockery. And the woman looked at them knowingly and with kind eyes. And they felt very at home here, because they were at home in Christ, the sinner's paradise. The wet straw spilling on the floor and the smell of the animals and the cool of the night air. This was their world, their poor world, their own world, with all of its foibles and fragility and sinfulness. In the midst of all of this poverty was the sight that had been promised to them. And amazed and happy, they stood at this manger with muffled voices and a clumsy tenderness. And I envision one of the shepherds looking to the others, saying, "He's just like one of us." My beloved friends in Christ, here's the mystery, the miracle, the mercy, the grace, the love of Christmas Eve night. It's this, that God overrules our untruth, our doubt, our uncertainty about Him by entering as a human being into human flesh, into human life. And He bears this out in that He bears our bodily nature. He bears its essence. He bears its sin. He bears its guilt. He bears its suffering, whatever it is. Because God becomes human out of love for humanity. And as the shepherds learn that first Christmas night, and as we wander along with them all the Christmas nights that we are given in this life, we must understand that God does not seek the most perfect human being with which He unites Himself with, but He takes on human nature as it is, in a state of fallenness and depravity. Jesus Christ is not this picture of noble humanity, but rather the yes of God to real sinful humanity. Redemption to those the world has deemed unredeemable, to salvation to those pushed into seclusion, to light and peace to those who sit in the shadow of darkness and abide in death. And as the shepherds went back to their animals, after they saw the child Jesus, passing between them were great trees, and outside the cave they came to think about where exactly they were. And they said that this was the place where Samuel kept this sacrificial feast with Jesse and his sons, and that in this place here he had poured oil over David's head and anointed him as king of Israel so long ago. And that here had been the beginning of the splendor of David's house. And here was promised to them and to us that born this night was the one who would be the last and greatest ruler of Israel, the new Israel, the greater David, of which His throne would last forever, and there would be no end, and it would be of peace. And so naturally these shepherds praised God. And they sang the song of the prophet Micah, which was our Old Testament reading on the fourth Sunday in Advent just yesterday. And this prophecy of Micah is about Bethlehem Ephrathah. This song, if you will, this hymn that every child in Israel would have known by heart. For when their forced and hoarse voices came to the place where it was written, and you heard this, Israel will be abandoned until the time, that is, when she who is in labor bears a son. And that son will be their shepherd. And He will shepherd His flock in the strength of His Lord and in the majesty of the Lord His God. And His people will live securely. And their greatness will reach the ends of the earth through the gospel. And He will be our peace. It was at that they burst out into that new and greater praise. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. For this promise that they were fortunate to see and what we hear in our very own ears had been foretold some 700 years ago that very day. And all the more, they praise God for this amazing encounter with the gospel. And because he will be called, as you know, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. But not only because of that, because of those grand names that we know him by, but precisely because he had come like just like one of us. Like one of us into a poor and sinful world. Just as poor and forgotten as the vilest sinners amongst us. In all of the world, as any sinner who walked this fragile and fallen earth, do they praise God that God had become man for the sake of sinners, that sinners might be forgiven and enter eternity forever with him. And so we remember, we praise, we confess, and we rejoice this Christmas night that God has become flesh for us and for our salvation. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all your human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto eternal life. Amen.